fix that flat in no time.
Sure I will.
Who is it?
This is Bob. He can straighten your wheel and fix that flat in no time.
Sure I will. Sure.
And then we'll take you along to the place where the show is going to be.
Who is it?
This is Bob. He can straighten your wheel and fix that flat in no time.
Sure I will. Sure.
And then we'll take you along to the place where the show is going to be.
Excellent. It's all falling to place.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I can't tell her to stop hoping, but when she's disappointed again, you can help pick up the pieces.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Everybody was busy getting things ready for the show.
Mr. Stang.
You won't believe your ears.
What's that?
You'll puke with wonder when you hear and see.
These specific.
There are strange forms in the Matrix that come and go. Strange forces that cannot be predicted.
Yeah.
There are signs and portents and faces in the sky.
Smoking a pipe.
Uh-oh.
Then get ready for a super goodie on Saturday, July 5th at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Our Earth will be...
Hurry, the chance come down July 5th.
Portents.
You see? You see?
It means something sinister is coming.
The overlords are coming.
Yes, something sinister is coming. Soon.
Oh, no!
Thanks to the lobotomy and, let's see, the baby sacrifice.
Oh, how awful.
And, the Castro Street group sex, orgies and all that. Mm,
filthy.
I've done it going both ways. Completely accidentally.
Heck.
And
Stop alibi.
That's crazy.
The light just went off in my head.
It is crazy. Leave Atlantis on the air or in jail.
It's a fine choice.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I want him in charge of the program. Him?
Yeah, that's right.
You and Bob.
You believe it? This is a pretty good deal.
What?
Oh, those two idiots. Imagine.
Efficiency rate is still optimal.
Only when you two pick up the slack.
I'm sure that Bob will figure out a way to do that.
Fuzzy parameters, limited logic, shifting allegiances in the data banks.
Oh, no.
Let's see. I'm going to be doing subgeniously things, if you really wanted to know.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, Mr. Stang.
Earth receives a space visitor through a radio receiver. Next,
Jake,
the
new Jake, have tonic that gives you new life, new zest, new Jake.
Come
present
the Theodore and the Booster.
I don't know what to do.
depraved genius.
Hardy boy, this sinister psycho's capacity for mayhem is only matched by his insatiable appetite for a good time. Don't be fooled by his sensitive side.
Oh, how do you know he's done all those things?
Yeah, that's a genius throwing another universe party. And look at this.
Yes, Bob.
All I know is I'm supposed to deliver him something and I'll be on my way.
Be careful if I were you. These strippers from Vegas were abducted a couple months ago. They were last seen getting in a motorhome with some guy in a black duster and a cowboy hat.
Bob.
No one's seen him since.
Around the 50s. That's when he has to report back or he's AWOL.
We've never met.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which makes him that much more impressive.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Bob.
As if on cue.
You look surprised.
Oh, Jesus. You're my first celebrity I ever gave a grocery job to. Oh, please. I'll do anything you ask. Just, oh, please let me come. Please.
Hey, Bob, say what's good, eh?
Sure, I will.
Sure.
Guys on their knees are his assistants.
As they say in the Old Testament.
You're an abomination.
You can be there tonight.
Come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobby. What do you know better than that?
Bobby, there's nothing to be frightened of now. On my planet, all of you will be free men, not locked away like animals. Be free. Find your own happiness.
Oh, come on, Bob. You don't really believe in people like that, do you? If you're asking me if I believe in miracles,
on July the 5th.
The 5th of July, Anno Domini. You think I'm going to help you befoul his legacy?
Yeah, now the boss says this is a very bad thing for the country. The boss has got an idea with all this Nazi and Jap money that... Well, I haven't got it quite straight, but anyway, the boss says it's a bad thing for the country.
What did you find out?
I don't need the terrorists.
Boy, you're hotter than a firecracker on the 5th of July.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth. You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive.
Sure.
You are to seek out and kill every human being.
Sure, I will.
Bob is anal.
Meanwhile...
Down in the lake bed, they find a motorhome, like trucks and cars, but no people anywhere. Just vanished.
They don't find them, huh?
They made the jump.
The jump? What's the jump?
Well, lake bed is a jump station for the UFOs. It's where they come to abduct travelers and leave others behind. Right. It's kind of like an interplanetary truck stop.
Yeah, right.
Gateway, a crossover.
What, people just vanish out there in the middle of nowhere? You really believe this?
You believe in this?
You don't believe me?
I can't believe it.
Who cares what you believe?
No one would be stupid enough to believe that.
Not if he's got his right mind.
Please, save Bob, save Bob, save Bob.
Save our Bob.
To the unsuspecting person who would not normally get involved with him, knowing who he is, Satan.
No!
No!
Yes.
No.
Bob's not.
Sorry, kid.
When he called for all of those that believe in his power to rise up and come to him.
Click. There is hope.
You hear from Bob?
What? Oh, my God!
Now they come. Oh.
Tomorrow night, I promise you, presto, the strangest story you've ever known. Now, do you suppose this garrulous intruder may be a swindler, perhaps, an assassin, a charlatan plotting some curious disaster for your town? Such characters exist. But they are secretive rather than mysterious. I, am a major mystery.
Did that salesman cut one?
Yeah, and for some reason he turned on the radio to cover up the smell.
I don't know how to take this. I don't see why he moves me. He scares me so. I want him so. I love him so.
I will be your guide to the gateways of every world in the universe. We will see impossible beings and unimaginable beauty.
And every road's going to be blocked, the guy said. Quack guy.
Bob.
On the radio.
This madman has only one thing on his mind. Evil.
How long did he give it? Tonight? That's just what I've been waiting for. Is everything packed?
It's been packed for a week.
You sure it's safe?
Now look, clean up this place and clean it up right. And don't leave any calling cards.
Or at least...
We're here to change the brain cells inside your head. Bob can help you get rid of the brain cells you don't need, my friend. With overwork and television,
The conspiracy has added more brain cells than you need. We're here tonight to kill some of those brain cells. Your brain cells can't be afraid to say, kill me, Bob! If only I could wedge my name in that little spot, but there's no room above the title for me yet.
Well, there's ESQ.
One of these days, though. I've got a lot of other directors I'd have to kill.
Well, I don't know which is worse. Boy, they're eating it up.
Yes. From the way they're squirming around, it must be eating them up.
You're the ace of cucks. Now bend over and smell the Führer's brain. Ah! Uberstench. Uberstench.
And me smell. I smell. And I smell the Führer's brain. Max smell. Max smell.
Max, please sit down.
Max
it's
smell.
It's only a demonstration. And this is only a gun. It's not a real gun. It's a gun from Dobbs.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Come on, it's not gay. There's guns in the room.
Smell the Führer's brain.
Ah! That was weird.
Mrs. Dang.
My assistant, you all know him.
Dang.
Got some real duties he wants to show.
Will you teach us how to smoke?
For some reason, something about the nature of our religion seems to appeal to these potheads and cannabis smokers.
Looking forward to it, Mr. Stan.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah, very funny.
We have a serious problem on our hands. This Malaysian thing is getting out of hand. I need to take care of soon. I have people to answer to.
Back to theory.
Gentlemen, and Ivan was seen leaving shortly thereafter with this gentleman.
My goodness, Ivan. I'm stunned.
The same gentleman joined him again this evening. As they're walking, basically fondling one another as they walk on the street.
It may be sick to watch.
We observe Ivan and this gentleman again in an embrace and a kiss.
Oh, my God!
At that point...
Here we are. Bob's Country Bunker. Bob's Country Bunker?
They travel to a country western bar.
What kind of music do you usually have?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Smells all both
ways. He's going out 2-7 with Lisa. He lied to me. Unless his name's Lisa. Doesn't look like a Lisa, I know. We do know that Ivan is with this gentleman again this evening. They've been there for a little while. What do you want to do?
You're dead. I mean it. Dead.
Okay, let's go.
Now, hold on.
Where's Ivan?
Got a problem?
I simply refuse to have that man on my hands.
We're in a spot.
Why don't you have it come off the air?
I'm off the program.
Yes,
immediately.
Bob told me personally he will walk off the show if he is not allowed to express himself.
Let him walk.
I think we're going to go to my office. We're going to go to
the club. That maniac.
What's the matter, Bob? What is it?
Oh, they went out of the manager's office. They want to shut us off the air.
Well, they can't do that. That's sabotage. Nobody can make a fool out of me except me.
Why don't you think of the children?
Well, I have been thinking of...
Worst of all was the disgrace.
Doggone it, Bob. I'm afraid I've lost another job. Ow! You smashed my hand!
I'm sorry, Bob.
Gaily.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is faster than Lucas. Got me?
He rubbed his rump, laughing with crowds of pleasures. His grin now 6 feet across.
I don't know where I'm going to go for that one. That's illegal even in Mexico.
Does it worry you, Bob?
The guy dismissed the question with a wave of his hand.
Someone told me maybe Malaysian.
If you bring the towel, I get the penicillin.
Come here, Bob. Let me show you how a real woman does it.
Whatever.
Why don't you come with me?
Oh, Bob.
When it's all over, you and I will be the only ones left.
You! You're one of us!
Ah!
He's flaming hot and flaming gay. He's vibe squared.
Oh, I was scared to death. He's got these eyes that, like, hypnotize you.
Those eyes, they're frightening.
And then his thing? I don't want to get into it, but it's huge. It's like a rocket ship.
There was a noise, too, a kind of plop noise. Oh. Then the thing bulged.
Oh. Fantastic.
Do you believe in the devil? The world is full of all kinds of beings, my friend. But we make up imaginary ones with pointy horns and pitchforks. In our dreams, we fly like gods. We long to shoot through space.
And why is that, huh?
Because humans used to fly long ago.
So you sell drugs here, huh?
Imagination enhancers. If you imagine something, it can come into being. Imagine the devil, and he may show up.
That was the charm, man. Friends, the world is ending. The birds are vanishing. The polar bears are melting. The skunks have all been eaten. Genetically engineered chemtrails fall from the sky, and all of our food is made of antibiotics. And American brain viruses are in every airport.
The hole in the earth keeps getting worse, but that's nothing new to us.
Whoa, what a hole!
Someday we're gonna learn and drop right in. Till then, we'll slack around on the surface again.
Answer to Old Pink.
Oh, my.
Welcome to the others.
Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night they come. It's a freak show.
Where? Halfway up Devil's Highway. Turn when you see the Indian. His name is Bob.
Bob the Indian?
Yeah. He'll be waiting. He'll ride in the back, guide you the rest of the way.
Come again?
How do we know that?
I wouldn't go too deep in the desert if I were you. You might never come back. In fact, maybe you better stay here with us till it's over.
Sorry, I gotta do this. But it's been real fun meeting you.
Well, if you change your mind, we'll be in there. Knock first.
Reveille at 0700 tomorrow. 0700? How about okay?
You scamp, I love you.
Short moments.
50 minutes, in fact, to kill.
Kill Bob!
Bob? Bob. Oh.
We see him. All right. You remember Bob?
See Bob the Indian?
No. No, I'm Lawrence of f***ing Arabia. Nice guess, Kimo, sorry.
You want to get in, Bob?
No. Right up top. You go that way.
I had the strangest feeling that I was leaving the familiar world of my neighborhood behind.
that somehow I was now in an unknown and alien place. A place where anything could happen.
There it is.
Pull over by the corner.
Good. Now you unload these suitcases and you arrange them in a big circle.
Exactly 12 paces from each other.
I think that might be your job, Bob.
Oh, Jesus.
He was grinning that dopey grin he wears when he knows that I know he's trying to talk me into doing something.
No way.
Just do it. Do it.
He just grinned harder.
Do it and get it done now. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. Do it. Get it done. I don't want to be no part of no conspiracy.
I knew he was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined. Aliens.
Huh? Alien menace.
The alien next door.
And why was Bob always talking about you?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Now, there's something like 7 minutes to the world's end. Is there anything important we needed to remember or do?
5 minutes to go. Well, where are they?
They'll be here. Those people always keep their word.
You won't forget your promise, Bob.
Sure, I will.
Next day, get up, 7 a.m. Drink 2 cups of caffeine, jump, drink more caffeine.
Enter here.
Come to the pavilion. You have 3 minutes.
I can feel the vibes in the air. Bob is coming, and when he comes, I run right through the jail door with a huge grin on my face.
Thank you
very much.
Bob, are you worried at all about your lunar adventure?
I'm sure glad to have you boys here. I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
I read your flyer. Finally, a religion that makes sense to me. Hey, everyone, I found him over here.
Bob is a science fiction writer of some note, publishing many stories a year under various pseudonyms, including Frank X. Barlow and Kilgore Trout.
If I might be so blunt, do you really need a flash of name? I mean, it's hardly a religious title, don't you agree?
My parents both were born in the day of the false gods who lie, the latter end. And I was born subgenes.
Doc, I'm an admirer of your work, personal as well as professional.
I help people move on. Help them to escape their mundane, ordinary lives. If you want to keep living this life of quiet desperation...
What am I going to do about it?
That's up to you.
I am a major of mystery.
You're a convincing talker about very unconvincing things.
Whatever men do not understand, they find unconvincing. But please don't suppose I'm dangerous because I'm unfamiliar. I am... that you believe in me.
As what?
As a friend of yours. Your town. Of all human beings.
That's quite a steal, Doc.
Sub-geniuses! You have 2 minutes! 2 minutes! Attention, sub-geniuses! You have 2 minutes!
Bob explained.
This is a gateway station. They all
are situated throughout the universe. It is how people travel from one distant world to another.
How come I've never heard about it?
He sighed.
Politics. Some say let Earth in. Others say not yet. In the meantime, your gateway is a very important.
How do the gates work?
Look here.
He started drawing on a napkin.
If you draw two dots on paper, they do not touch. But if you fold the paper in the right place, then the dots touch. Gateways are the folds in the paper. Through them, you can visit worlds of wild excitement and strange beauty. You can meet highly peculiar creatures, such as you.
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you devil!
Patience, my friend.
Patience? Bob, you are testing my patience.
And all of a sudden, something comes into vision.
No!
It's a fist.
Bob is my only hope. Back off and give him some room to think.
What are you all doing?
Bob, I'm just in the book.
Are all you people crazy? What's happening here?
It's time.
Time for what?
Time to go.
You have only 1 minute. Come to the pavilion now!
Seems in a powerful hurry, that one.
The customer seems anxious to buy.
I haven't much time.
We haven't discussed the price.
$30. $30. Show it to me.
Take it. It's Bob's.
$30. Enter.
It's the chance of a lifetime. But you only get one chance. Put these on. You're on your way.
On my way where?
Paradise, my friend.
There's no such place.
Oh, yes, John, there is. Make a choice. There's a whole other world out there. One chance. Make it count.
Boston, thank you.
Now what?
Now we must bait the hook. See if they bite. Pull in.
You know no one can hurt you. You know no one can even get near you. Your x-ray eyes, now.
And you can breathe fire.
You can wipe out entire cities with one blast of your fiery breath. You're a monster now. And only a monster can realize the fulfillment I'm capable of feeling. It's so wonderful to feel this far gone.
You know what?
Stand there. Wait.
Wait for what? What's happening here, Bob?
The same old, same old.
Am I gonna die?
We all died. Just a matter of when.
This moment, the entire group of people broke into a deep, slow, rhythmical chant of B, O, B, B, O, B, B, O, B, B, O, B, over and over again, very slowly, with a long pause between the first B and the second. A heavy, murmurous sound, somehow curiously savage, in the background of which one seemed to hear a stamp of naked feet and the throbbing of tom-toms. For perhaps as much as 30 seconds, they kept it up. But this subhuman chanting of B, O, B, B, O, B always filled him with horror.
Gulp.
Aliens! Hundreds of them! Like every space creature and comic book monster you've ever seen come to life. Only these were real. Beings with any number of arms, legs, heads, tails, tentacles, and antennas. Slithering, gliding, creeping, waddling, and scurrying this way and
really,
that.
Really tasty.
And not one of them gave us a second glance.
Oh, here comes another one. This
It's just so delicious. I can't stop. I've got to crawl into one more of these and see what's at the bottom. If it's as anything as like as good as the ones in these others,
here we go.
Sort of slippery.
Announcements on a loudspeaker?
Where
all of a sudden, I realize what this reminds me of.
Okay, what?
It's like some kind of airport.
for a bike.
All right. Which airport are we in?
What are they cockadoodly doing?
That's when your flight is, sir.
Don't look now. It's big. There's a boa constrictor hanging over your shoulder.
It turned out it wasn't a snake after all. It was an arm. One of three. Attached to a creature that looked like... Well, you tell me.
Okay, it's the beginning of the show.
Three giant yellow
arms. The little girl is sitting on your chest telling you a story. Perched
on the ends of three thin
necks. Not exactly sure what's happening. And then a big hand comes down and pushes a button.
Body at the waist. Each arm ends in a three.
And another button is pushed and more
and
people appear.
They're pushing my buttons,
it
man.
It also has three things. Light red
things. At the bottom of the nectar is divine. These feeding who just use them. Wonderful. Outer part dissolves away. Inside the molten core. Delicious.
Your wife is has been made sick by this show.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
You I know, don't blame you at all, sir.
We wouldn't have that happen for the world.
I don't blame you at all, sir.
You can hear me.
Oh, we're.
And I love you, sweetheart.
Now, if you'll pay close attention, I'm going to tell you in just a little while about an amazing opportunity available for you in the city of the future.
Extra action.
Oh, really?
They even give them a little credit in there.
They're in there?
No, I think I think what they did is they used samples, and if you look at the bottom of the write-up, it says ups to, and it has a whole bunch of really wonderful extra action style marking. And,
are you talking about those
fortune
riders?
I'm talking about the bigger world. I'm talking about Michael Pepe.
And
Earl Philo Drummond.
Bigger Jr.
I'm not talking about the end of the world.
When bigger worlds are imagined, Earl G. Biggers will imagine them.
Really?
I think.
We'll be welcoming Earl G. Biggers to the show moments from now. But until then...
But who is Earl G.
We have a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Earl. I want you to come down and see our incredible array of dinette sets,
please,
the furniture of all kinds, the Lazy
wife.
Boy recliner, and
she's
we have your TV trays, voice. TV tables, TV dinner sets,
she's
and of course...
Over the edge. She's a cheap friend. She'll
TV bidets.
Cut one...
I
hope not.
So
you
sad.
Think she's singing?
It comes from the ancient Near East.
How come I can't hear me?
From marble palaces where the sultan
what is the deal?
Ruled
okay, sort of,
with
yeah.
life
oh, you
and
can
death.
Kind of.
Yeah, now.
Sultan after sultan lived his anointed hour.
It's the me show.
And went his way.
There's not enough always meanness. The me show, folks.
There's not enough meanness in this show.
Even the show didn't know it was on tonight.
The meosity is so short. Yeah,
they
even,
say the lion
even the me,
and
the
lizard,
real me, didn't know I was going to be on the show
glory
with me
that's,
tonight.
And
that's
drank
slack
deep.
When the show just thinks, nah.
Yeah, I'm,
and
I'm
Bahram,
go.
That great hunter.
Now, I understand from
the
previous
wild ass
show
stamps or his head.
Post.
But
you just happened to be strolling by and thought, oh, I'm just, it's 1:30 or 2 o'clock, and I'm just going to go by and see if Don's working tonight.
Just relax.
Is he isn't? Is he there?
Settle back.
Yeah.
No, and he
oh, you know you have a show tonight. You know, Philo called me all freaked out.
Feature presentation.
And puzzling evidence. Just
Philo
right.
And puzzling
huh?
evidence.
Me? Huh?
Big eyes.
You mean like.
That hits the ground like this.
Show.
You mean I'm doing something tonight? Like
wait.
I never do?
For the sun.
Yeah, how'd I get out of the habit so fast?
Well, no, I did get out of the habit. I still showed
before
up.
Before him from the field.
He still could. You don't know why. You were like a somnambulistic juggernaut just
yep.
crashing into the
yeah,
wall.
I just kind of wandered down to KPFA
doors.
On Thursday night.
And strikes.
Yeah, I like that. I was flashing through the channels and I saw it run across Casino Royale, you know, the new Bond movie, the newer Bond movie. And it's got a great
but
several
the newest
great chase
one
scenes.
Is called Quantum of Solace.
Well, yeah, but he's
really?
He's chasing that guy through the building,
the
guy who's the runner,
James
and they've been jumping on those cranes and everything, and they're running through that building.
jumping
and
on
the
cranes,
guy jumps
running
through
a
transom. He swings himself up and vaults his legs and body first through the transom.
A transient
and
transom.
Then they show the transom from the other side, and James Bond just kind of like, you know, crashes his way through the wall instead.
And this is in Casino Royale.
You see how the legs are on fire.
Yeah, I remember that was
somebody
that,
hit
that
the
was
that
chase scene was unbelievable. Yeah. I can anytime I'm going across the channels and it's any part of that chase scene, I have to stop. It's just
the,
amazing.
2 months of shooting in the world. Yeah, amazing. The crane shots, the literal crane shots.
Yeah, them when they were jumping to those cranes. Whoa, yeah, amazing.
Is this
amazing
weekend
Quit
coming up,
amazing.
The 25th and 26th of July?
Heard Copy Bob back there.
Because I just picked this up off the floor, and it is...
Heard Copy Bob.
Yeah,
the 25th.
Yes, this weekend.
TV. It is this weekend. Oh.
Did he say Project Free TV?
Yeah, that's where you can get it.
Free,
that's
you say?
Sure. Come. You can get a
nothing
girl.
Is free in
no,
this
No, that's
life.
Where you can get it, I'm pretty sure.
Get what you pay for. And you pay for
what you
get.
What do you do when
you
get there now?
You say the proper mantras, you know, you've got to do your rituals. You have to have everything together.
Yeah.
You say you saw some sort of monster.
You've got to have the special sauce. You have to have a sauce
None
bowl.
Of your sauce, you young man.
You've got to have a sauce bowl. You've got to have the sauce bowl holder.
It's free, but there's rules to these things. So.
Right, and the sauce bowl holder can only be, there's tight rules. The sauce bowl holder has to be 3 inches long by 2 inches wide.
In ancient Egypt.
It's got to have Velcro
straps.
To bring
up ancient Egypt.
It has to have the big red straps.
Lotus columns by the Nile.
But if they are big red straps with Velcro attachments, it'll work.
Pharaoh's attendant.
Wow, look at the Pharaoh.
Cleopatra's barge. And
this
a cast
is godlike
of thousands.
Magnificence is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's burning my eyes.
Ow.
This is not there. Burning Man.
Use your third eye to.
Oh, this is not Burning Man.
That's how I'm getting
the
around
the motion picture.
Oh man, I
have
just
to
paid
walk around
to get in here.
The music
with only my third eye open.
Open your
a third
eye.
Nostril production.
Whiff reading the Psy Stench Aura.
A spooktacular monster rally.
Those
in Monsterama and
attendees.
Monster sauce.
I remember those good old days being a beer-swilling pyramid-building slave.
No one will be admitted
had their own
during the last 15
of
minutes of the film.
Yeah, everybody.
Beware the fear flasher
slaves.
And the horror horn. When an overwhelmingly scary scene starts, the fear flasher will flash and the horror horn will sound. So anyone who does not wish to see the utter horror of Blood Glob can leave the theater at that time.
Blood Glob?
Blood Glob. From the center of the earth, it oozed and bubbled up like a nightmare. It's one of these blobs from the deep. You know, there have been a lot of them through the years. For example,
it's a whole
Kaltiki,
series.
The Immortal Monster, was one of these. And Larry Cohen made a movie called The Stuff, where the stuff that bubbles up from the center of the earth is actually tasty, like ice cream.
Yum.
And you can eat it, but then it does terrible things to you. Just terrible things. Terrible.
What if you like terrible
what kind
things?
Of terrible things, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You want to go and see that movie yourself, and you can find out. It stars Michael Moriarty, and it's...
I thought he was dead.
Well, you know, you don't have to be alive to be in the movies.
Michael Moriarty is dead?
No, he's not dead. He and Sherlock Holmes went over the Reichenbach Falls, as everyone knows.
I just saw Michael Moriarty in a movie, like, yesterday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he ain't dead.
How can he be dead?
If he's in a movie?
He even had hair in the movie I saw.
Most people
yesterday.
Who are in the movies are dead.
What?
Only a few of them are still alive.
What's going
and
on?
And those
there?
Are dropping
what if
his
hair
like
is
flies.
There? Is
I'm telling you.
Please call 844-425 and
they're
tell me
dead,
they're dead,
I tell you. Humphrey Bogart, dead.
What?
Gregory
what?
Peck, dead.
What?
Burt Lancaster, dead.
What are you talking about?
You
I'm
get
saying
this,
they're all dead.
Obvious.
You just
they
gotta
can't
realize.
Be. I saw them on
no,
the movies
no.
just the other night.
Yeah, they're walking around live as you and me.
Well, I won't try to dissuade you from your primitive and sustaining
faith. Why does Bob care about that?
Well, isn't Bob the king of the live dead?
He's the king of, he's no longer the king of...
They said he was dead.
The living dead.
He's the grinning dead.
What happened? The live grinning dead? Is that
have you ever thought about how hard it would be for Bob to stop grinning?
Horrible. Those
muscles. How difficult it is.
Not relaxed.
I just don't like to think about this.
It's not to say that he can't do it, because, you know, he is an all-powerful sub-deity.
This medical condition is known as rhesus sardonicus. Yes. It is the grin that will not relax from the face and is permanently imprinted on the features. Like a spasmodic torticollis,
it is a beautiful smile.
Contrary command,
it's a beautific
cannot
smile.
Be given to the muscles.
That was
the
best
brain,
part of the whole
injured
programming.
In a few of its vital
that's one of the best parts.
Really,
there's several
the
best parts.
Really good.
There's really several dozen best parts. And they all compete to see which one is the best of the best.
For sooner the best turns the worst to the brave, the black minutes that end, and the elements rage, the fiend
what is
voices
best
that
except
rave.
The worst, the opposite rave. End of the scale of which worst is on the other end of.
And your liver needs to be
what
plucked
What more
up.
Could it be?
Your courage, your... The worst of your, well, your liver
yeah,
worst.
Yeah, you could have a best in a, and then somewhere at the
best
other end of that, you know,
best.
It goes from best to next
the,
to
the
best.
Worst.
Then
best
to next
world.
To the next
right
to the
in
best.
There, right next
and then
to your skin, right next
then
to you, right
better.
In there.
See, all I wanted
and
for
then,
Christmas
you know, almost
was
better,
caller.
And then
and
pretty
two front
damn good.
Got auctioned.
And then pretty real damn good.
And then, it turned
dang.
Into pretty real damn good.
Pretty
point
real
dot
damn good?
XBB damn
is that, yes. Well, they said they were going to have a stang bang at that.
No,
event.
I don't want to look at that.
Too late. It's already been recorded.
Why do you put that pressure on?
Hey, I sat on my leg.
Call me a caller and then...
Yeah?
Who called you a caller?
You
a turncoat? Turn that collar to the
well, there was another
down.
Caller there. Could you give your...
Yeah,
just,
here's the... See, the caller is...
Give
is
that caller a
with
holler.
The music.
I'm shrinking. This chair is deflating. I'm
these
falling
are the
shorter
legions
and shorter.
Of colors
really?
On the march.
Yeah, look, watch me. See,
tramping through the radio
right.
Landscape.
Like you were, but I couldn't
goes.
Believe it.
Lost
I refuse
souls
to believe
on the highway of life.
Okay, well, that means could be a
we'll do like the
mirrors.
North Korean thing.
Yeah,
we have a speed control.
Taxi Bob. Don't tell about the North Korean thing.
Taxi Bob, there.
Getting back to those actors who were dead.
Yeah.
Yes, they are, but they can hold it against them.
Dead.
They're not dead as long as they can caper across the silver screen.
Richard Widmark?
What?
I know, but he's there as big
Robert
as life.
Mitchum.
Yes,
No. I'm sure you've been reading the wrong fan magazines. These people are just fine. God.
Not to mention Gary Merrill and...
if you go back to the 20s, yeah,
all about
dead.
Eve, yes.
Like Bela Lugosi,
Hugh
dead.
Beaumont.
Hugh Beaumont, he lives in on Victor Street in L.A. I just saw him.
I saw him in a film noir.
He's best in those movies. I like him there. He looks like a creepy dad.
Hugh Marlowe.
What? Oh, good news. I just can't face the truth because it's not even 4 a.m. yet.
Well, all I'm saying is that only a few of those Hollywood actors that you see in those movies are actually alive in what we know of. That
well, those were the actors I used to see when
most
I was a kid.
Most of them have
back
long
Fred,
gone to their reward, but they left the most vital
listening
and entertaining portion of themselves.
They were of that generation.
What was your spooky movie guy in Fresno? The Friday night or Saturday night spooky movie guy. If
Sebastian.
Sebastian.
He had a skull, no hair.
Uh-huh.
And a completely dark background, and his face would appear. All you'd see was his skull-like face.
Great.
Now that sounds pretty spooky.
Yeah, that was sort of like the weird beard where I was.
Then they had another guy who came later who talked like Alfred Hitchcock. Welcome to Shock Theater.
And how shocking was it?
Well, you know, they didn't have really great movies.
And this was Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'd show a classic like The Mummy or The Wolfman or...
Wait.
What?
One pair of clowns left? One pair of...
Shawns.
Shawns. One pair of Shawns.
Anyway, great show. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sexy Bob. Check
we knew it. We did know
too many Bobs around here. Is that what happens?
We have the standard. That's it.
The world ends, all these Bobs show up.
This formula we follow where we know if we do these certain things in a certain order, that it'll be a successful show.
I didn't know there was an acronym in my name. B-O-B. It's kind of philosophical.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please.
Philosophical.
B-O-B.
Get it? Now, here we're linking up your secrets.
Bring your own bottle.
Bring your own bottle.
Right.
Bring own bottle. We just leave the URL. Bring own bottle.
Thanks for everything, gentlemen.
Own drum set if want to.
Bring
you
to other
one, the Amana Freezer, the Philo drum set.
Bring other boot.
Hey man, that's still such a movie.
You've got a sweet
How about
bring other box cars?
But what if we're in a spaceship high over Berkeley?
Are we looking out the windows and seeing the
looking down in the light of the half moon on
seeing
those
the lights on the
moonlit
lift like shining up from us from
those faint street lights and neon
those ones that have that care not for the greeting of the earth.
Wait, he's trying to do show over our show. Wait, that's just
they just
right.
care not. They look down.
A lost
we look
soul
up.
Crying
we look
in the void.
Look up.
$10 million projector.
We drop
that's
big
the one
balls of cotton.
But if the bulb burns out,
amber, so here we go.
You got it back in DC.
We don't
know why.
I got it back.
I got
a little
we got a pair of scissors. We're running down the hallway.
I have a brain. I just got a little bag of sand.
President Kennedy was a white man.
Oh,
that's
no.
How clever they are.
President Kennedy, he was a family man, although he was the president of this great land.
This is wrong, this is right, this is in the middle of the night. They call it a show, but no one knows why. It has something to do with the format, and yet, and the place, but something's wrong. Something is dreadfully and painfully wrong.
Now
what could cause them
power
to feel
power.
So little regard for their
the
callers?
Day. Now is the turn of
the
mind
just
to adjourn.
And, just run safe in the back
and let radio play.
Paying no heed to the show script.
Horrible torrent of noise.
The crazy mixer screams without any control. Shooting his guns into the... Hey, don't shoot this way.
That's Bob over there.
We're behind the wall here. Hopefully we're safe.
Okay, he's trying to get into the show. I'm taking care of this guy from last time.
Quite entertaining for girls and for boys.
Does Flack, have to fly to be a Flack? Does it have to be? Or can it just be a piece of something?
Bet on that horse.
Shrapnel.
So after I shoot Bob, I always go to a big party.
Shrapnel actually have to move through the air and become Flack by moving. And then... doing this horrible thing.
Well, now don't let it bother you.
I'm not. It's not bothering me. You know what bothers me? What bothers me is when I wake up and
how do you spell Philo Drummond? We've been asked this question before.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what language you're using.
In ancient Aramaic?
In ancient Aramaic? Are you talking about ancient Atlantean?
Okay, so are you number six from Battlestar
Galactica? What about ancient Indo-European?
I thought we covered this last night on the
We're not talking about
how.
That.
I think
that
they'd be
Philo
satisfied with simple English
symbol?
Orthography.
What about the symbol for Philo?
Philo? Well, of course, that is
no,
this
Jack,
symbol.
So now...
I feel the love. I'm feeling
the
love,
dance,
people.
Where we all dance
I'm
about
really
men.
Feeling it. I'm holding hands with these guys here. We don't care. We're not gay or anything. We're just regular guys. It's not that we don't
not
care about
that there's anything
we think
wrong
people,
with
not
them.
That there's anything wrong with it. We think it's great. We like, we dig it, you know? We dig it. We take it any way we can.
Jug-a-rum.
It doesn't need, we don't even know it sometimes. We just, it's just the way we are, you know? And so, hey, we have no...
One day,
hey,
I was on my
this?
Way to school.
What is this... It feels sticky.
I wanted to hurry because I didn't want to be late to Mrs. Gunderson's class.
Smell Philo Drummond?
But I stopped to smell Philo Drummond on the way.
Smells pretty bad.
And I never made it to school that day.
fellas?
That's enough of that.
He had me at gunpoint with a Mauser C-12.
Can you spell
fire? There were several variations on the basic
L-O-U-D.
Because of its
A-N-D-C-L-E-A-R.
Remember that thing, the Loud family?
The M-1912 model.
Spell loud and clear.
Probably like 1970.
Apart from the safety cat.
Final Drummond, spell loud and clear.
A family said they could let Super 8 guys follow them around their houses.
Super 8?
The Loud family.
The Loud family.
They were loud, too.
Just pure video.
Before I disappeared overseas.
And then they had a rock band.
I remember just staring at the TV thinking, I like this. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
One more time. But,
yeah, follow them around. Break up Philo, the family with cameras.
Philo.
That's the Philo part, and now the Drummond.
Drummond with two M's, a D in the beginning, and a rum in the middle.
A rum blossom.
And an und at the end.
Just like Bulldog Drummond, okay? They love the idea of Bob. They just love it. And that's why they won't stop twitching and spasmodically vibrating down there.
We're going around the dark side of the planet now, so the callers are sort of garbled.
The black planet.
They're really picking up their signal bounced off the ionosphere onto these little shortwave antennas outside the craft.
This is our only method of picking up these transmissions.
So it'll get a little bit garbled, and then we'll be in about half an hour. We'll be over Flagstaff, Arizona.
We'll be able to look down and see the Choya Festival they're having down there.
J.R. Baloptops? Was he at X-Day?
Yeah, he was there.
Teroplodops.
Along with Shadmar Calicandrile.
Wow.
And Pradnesh Randanahar.
Damn.
Boy, those were some big guns.
Yeah.
And now it's fun for the whole family. All ages.
This isn't fun, spinning around like this.
For kids from 6 to 60 and
older,
80 years young.
When you're not supposed to be up in the middle of the night.
You can keep it down to a dull roar.
Just listening to your favorite radio show. Sit back on your couch. You got your feet up on the...
I don't want to hear one peep out of your kids.
Slave or whatever.
I'm going to come
up there.
I hear anything more, I'm going
to
come up there.
That you keep as a personal...
I'm going to tan your
face. A personal toy there at your feet, under your... Under your... The heels of your feet.
Under your feet. Over your feet. On the sea.
Sniffing
the land,
at the gradu between
the
your
air,
toes.
Under the air. Under the sea.
Watch the,
under
nasty the
land. Stop that, Fresno people.
And puzzling evidence YouTube thing with the sprockets. They were fun to watch.
You mean
there's a new little edit. Yeah, that was last Saturday night.
Did you send it out to...
Yeah, it sits out there on little...
Porn arena thing?
No, this is the sprockets at the junkyard. Young ladies who were
no, I didn't see that. Did you send me the email link? Usually that's my heads up to go look.
Yeah, I thought it was automatic.
Okay, well, I will go see.
How about me? Did I get...
Oh, you know what it is? I didn't log into my account lately, so...
Yeah, that's it. Because it'll show up.
It'll show up there.
But it was interesting because these 20-year-olds were trying to get us to go to bikes, and they're rolling shoulders on their butts and moving around on the deck of this junkyard. So they had just been covered in like years of old carage.
Uh-huh.
I just found it ironic. They certainly put on an interesting show.
And who was that?
The Sprockets.
The Sprockets, but other groups performed like the Derailers, for example.
Yes.
They were a local group.
Was this recently?
Yeah, it was last Saturday at the junkyard.
Mm.
Stage one, you know.
Yeah,
it was a little on-tour thing by the Sprockets, who have other shows in YouTube.
And they have their own tour bus that they tour around on.
I certainly hope so. Boy, what
this is part of the show where we just fall asleep.
Do you realize how many times the phrase rearranging...
The deck on the Titanic. How many tables of weekends do we have to...
All my XP got drained through my bladnum.
Your bladnum?
When you drain those XPs, you're not supposed to do it in the
bladnum. When you drain those XPs from your bladnum,
That XP will drain the blood in them from you.
And you'll fly around the planet backwards. Just your little eyes bugging out.
Just no more.
But do you realize she has a point about re-engineering the chair rails?
Well, you could do that. You
on the Atlantic? Rearranging the chair rails on the Atlantic. How can that happen? And what would it
on the
Coromantic
Psychophantic,
happen?
The world's largest thing afloat.
That's crazy.
Well,
but it's like we're in space.
Reestablishing.
Remember the computer in the beginning of Barbarella?
Yes.
She's flying around on a big piece of vinyl.
Yeah.
And the computer is like
the computer's just going,
sort of
gay
Douglas Fraser voice. And they
that's what they do.
It's a wonderful opening for a movie.
What's up with the robotic Negroid
form? Don't talk about the
Webley Mark IV service revolver.
The Webley Vickers 5080, is it in there?
It is a submachine gun, it sounds like. Webley Vickers made those little grease guns.
It's a revolver, actually.
Oh.
It was like a machine pistol.
Oh, I wonder if it is. It has some
and the Enfield pistol, which
the
opens
Webley
like
Vickers 5080.
The Schofield pistol of the Wild West, only it's British.
Can you look up the Webley Vickers 5080 then, that gun?
A shooter?
Now, how would I do that?
Just look under the W's for Webley. Maybe it's cross-referenced under V for Vickers.
It's not alphabetically organized, but I'll
maybe it's not a real gun. Maybe it's just a fake gun
index,
from the days of my youth.
Well, I thought Webley Vickers was a huge aircraft gun. Like you would have in a ball turret or something. I don't know.
Remember, that's the company name, not the gun name.
What was the 58?
Well, Webley is one brand, Vickers another, but it's like they had Rolls-Royce engines, but that didn't make them a Rolls-Royce. Anyway.
Just because you've got a
Rolls-Royce.
I can't
figure it out because I'm so inept here, but it doesn't look as if it's...
But your ineptitude is genius compared to other people's ineptitude. You're really high on the inept scale. I mean, somebody has to be almost not inept. And the next step up, the next notch up would be ept as opposed to inept. You're actually ept.
It only is organized by the brand name.
Do you realize
that
you're, if you're just one notch down up from inept, that you're ept?
But an ept would be some form of amphibious life.
It's like adept, you know? Adept and inept. They both have the same
Karen,
root word.
Cubby. Roy. Jimmy.
Adept and inept.
And inept, yes, of course.
And adherept. Calbept.
Shobept.
Imhopept.
And Bubba Free Imhopep, a.k.a. Michael Pep.
You guy hept.
You know, he has magic powers. I've
Michael
seen
Pepe,
him use
I've
yes.
seen him use them too. I've seen him invoke demons.
Michael Pepe will really shake the foundations of your reality, if you
really?
I saw him in his...
Kind of like the Extra Action Marching Band.
Right. Well, worse than that. Much worse.
Here's the Webley.
Much more highly organized with an extraction technique reminiscent of ancient mythology.
Because Michael Pepe can turn into nine beautiful young women backed up by a hot brass band. He can do that in a second. And then back into a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, but it's not so much that they're beautiful young women. They're sort of like beautifully... how shall I say?
Corrupted.
past their prime and slightly slattern.
Yes.
In a lovable kind of way.
I got a 57 Chevy Bel Air.
They are so fun to watch close up, I must say, in watching the video. I don't get to do that while it's actually happening. Because I'm looking all over a big picture thing, trying to figure out what's a good big picture. And then watching over and over again. Watching Ina's face or somebody else's face. It's so fun. They have so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and bothering people and sort of being just on the edge of pushing shit a little too far. I didn't mean to say, you know.
Pushing.
There you went.
Pushing the shed.
Yes.
I pushed
the
shed.
In real life, nobody will have heard that.
You push the shed across the yard because it's on the wrong side of the yard.
On the wrong side of the tracks.
Speaking of pushing the shed, I ate a lot of peaches tonight.
Yes, he pushed the shed.
I ate about six peaches just right off the tree.
It's incredible. He can just go out, pick a peach off this tree, and I'm going to tell you that there will be.
They are friends of the people we're talking about.
Orchard-picked peach. They are playing right now. Each and every one of them. So don't
there are little slivers of those people in this CD, I guess it says, thanks to.
Oh, that's just great. That's fantastic.
But I like brass bands, man. I like brass bands jammed in tiny rooms. You were probably back at camp telling stories and Saturday night.
I was selling
stories. I will have to show you the amazing footage that night.
Oh, I saw some of it, a little bit of it that you had on YouTube.
On YouTube, what night are you referring to? I will show you the private stuff, but I know it would get flagged on YouTube, so.
What night are you referring to?
Saturday night when the extra action and people. I have this wonderful shot of John Law dancing, and he is such a terrible dancer, and he is so happy. And those guys, and everybody's jammed into that tiny little coffee place behind the Times Market, in the back of the Times Market. So it's and I wound up with Ina and Kellick and the other two right standing right here, facing that way, on the table in front of me. So their posterior was right here. And that's what I have in the film. It's
great.
Wild, funny, and they were so funny. They just get into their activities so well that they just mesmerized the locals. There was a guy holding the table where Kellick was dancing, and his expression never changed as he kind of wrestled this table and says, mostly naked girl dance on it for an hour. Really funny. They were overwhelmed by the reception.
Naturally.
Who isn't? I mean, you see those girls and you want to get that divorce and buy a motorcycle and go out and find a woman just like one of those girls. And settle down in New Jersey making speed or something.
That's what I think of.
I know. Well, I was reading your thoughts, not mine. I go completely blank. I go like, okay, caller, you do my line.
Too late.
Caller.
The caller could not step up to big pay.
Okay, we're just...
Couldn't do it, you know. It's all that pressure, you know. You call me that name,
it's not pressure. It's what's expected in show business.
You know, I'm a dialer tech, so you know.
A dollar a day, a salary man. A dealer a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar. What makes you come so soon?
Anyway, you fellas have a good one.
Okay, we're going to
have a better one.
Doctor Green, what did you see? Doctor Green, what did you see in the black?
Green, the grass is green on one side of the hill. Green, I'm going where the grass is greener still. Doesn't it always look better on the other side of the fence? Yet a man's reach must exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? Hello, I'm Ralph Fielding Snell. Today we hear a lot about being green,
and
how we're going to have to reconfigure our cities, our method of transportation, and even our personal lives.
Why?
In a green paradigm. In the new green Larry Harvey world, leafy growths will cover everything.
But won't everything be free?
The sun will only partially penetrate through the leafy canopy.
And it's free. Free for all.
The leaves will be free, and
paid
the birds
for by
will
taxpayers.
Be and squirrels and chipmunks.
Chipmunks will pay taxes too. We can tax them.
Wiccan taxes, yes.
Wiccan,
all sorts of
Wiccan
things like that.
Taxes the witches. Yeah,
but it's really a
evenly.
Great bold new world that's
it's a
opening
great
up.
Bowl of cereal.
We can see the spectacular
Here,
advantages.
Pass the sugar.
New paradigm.
The cornflake waiting
for
the
can
in
I have
case
of the milk, please?
Little lady comes by. Yes. Well, we have the giant sugar bowl here.
This is great.
This is the spoon that all the tourists and the kids love to
this
see,
is
especially
good
stuff. Your teenagers. Here's the giant cream pitcher. I bet you haven't seen this before. It's porcelain sides looming up out of sight. And inside, you know, thick clotted cream from English Staffordshire cows. Contented mooing, cud chewing, milked by rosy-cheeked milkmaids in low-cut dirndls, and then taken in gleaming metal cylinders and dumped into this enormous cream pitcher, which in a few moments, according to plan, will be poured into the world's largest cup of coffee of a slightly greater diameter than Lake
Michigan.
How
about cream in that coffee, please?
The cream is ready and will be poured in. Now, for this operation, they avoided the old saw, add the coffee to the cream, not the cream to the coffee. There was just so much of the coffee in this instance. But never before in human history has such a volume of cream been released. And I see the engineers are giving the signal, so we are going to see that cream pour any moment now. Giant vessel is tipping. We'll be seeing that cream. I'm sure it'll come out any moment.
There it is.
Arcing down like a mighty waterfall to impact against the turgid surface of the coffee. Thick enough to stand a fork in, they say. Yes, a manly mug of murk. A giant cup of coffee. Large enough to sink an island.
Yeah,
into.
That's some good Java.
And the smoke of that burning goeth up forever. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. And now you're full of energy.
Man,
with that coffee, you think you can lick the world.
Coffee.
Starting with this line down the center of the highway. Keep on licking. Yes, it's good for you, son.
I'm preparing my quarterly report for the break, the show break.
Did you do your income taxes this year? Are you Frankie Lee?
Why are you so concerned about this year?
Deceased. Well, I. You see, I put an amortization on my
What if I did my income taxes from 12 years ago this year? Would you be as concerned?
Didn't the statute of limitations run out on that a long time ago?
The statute of lamentations goes back.
They're
going to
send the truant officer from elementary school. He's finally caught up with you. And those library fines from third grade, well, time to pay him.
Pay him?
I'm just saying it's...
Pay him?
Absurd. You can't expect...
I'm going to protest him.
These...
I'm taking these library's fines and I'm going
to
throw them back in the face of the librarian.
Claw-like hand out of the past.
I don't care what she says.
Grasp your shoulder maliciously and try to pull you back into an ancient controversy and an old dry-as-dust court case.
Ancient controversy.
In the paneled, worm-eaten hallways of eternity, this interminable case will be tried over and over again in front of a bloodshot, slumbering jury by an insanely vituperative judge and spasmodic prosecutor and defense attorney, with the court recorder played by an amiable gnome looking something like a dyspeptic chipmunk stuffed by an inept taxidermist and given the features of a devil, including horns and a tail.
Ah, yes. And then push her over the cliff in the middle of a 100-year thunderstorm.
In front of witnesses. In
front
of witnesses
who fall into a bucket full of chainsaws
and
mixed with broken glass and screwdrivers. As she screams in pain while falling down a ancient
ravine. If you interpret that as pain, perhaps she was enjoying it.
So long, so deep, so full of razor blades.
Those are just garnish in the relish with which she took everything in stride. And with one plunge into that bucket of chainsaws and broken glass, she broke the record and the glass ceiling.
Darn.
Causing huge
in other
pieces
news,
of glass
speak
to come
the numbers
down
often and slowly.
The contingent. Trippingly from
today's
the tongue.
Blood donors include Harvey Simplebaum.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever
Tony
talk,
McNash.
Did you talk to K-Rob today at all?
I was going to, but he never did show up. What happened, do you know?
Oh, I just wondered if he found his iPod. He
was that
for...
the trouble?
What if you had to stick an iPod in your eye to have fun with it?
Tell me to meet him
now
there.
That, I don't think they'd sell as much if they were called iPod.
A girl
it was a pod that stuck to your
$113.
Eye. It drilled itself
well,
into your brain and inserted the MP3s.
And then K-Rob never showed
way.
Up.
Now that would be a little more painful.
But I
would
went in and saw the movie anyway. It was fine 3D.
It might might even change.
You have to put on special glasses to see the
sales.
Three.
Might change sales. Oh, we need to change the forecast as a result.
Not red, of the green, new but polarized.
This is what movie now? I forget what.
Journey
we're
to the center of the earth.
Okay, and then the caller called 84845.
Came spring
and said
and rose in hand my threadbare penitence.
Anyways, now that I got the slack out of my brain.
You got slack, eh? Well, that's the first step, sonny. Now try the next.
Now meet Bob.
We've been down at the water tower in Fresno again, smoking that helium slack out of the water tower upside down. With
oh, really?
Cool.
That healing helium.
You can how long do you hang the thing upside down?
When it's upside down, it compresses like that, right?
What about downside right?
Yeah.
And pee in the water. That's pure slack, man.
Pee in the water upside down.
I pee on the people of North Korea.
Really?
You have to smoke that salvia, though.
So it's kind of like doing a submarine dive.
Smoking that salvia divinorum.
That PSI.
Water tower in Fresno.
Yeah.
I got the keys.
Okay, well,
to the
there.
Kingdom.
We should do the show from there.
Can you go skinny dipping in the water tower? With it?
The water tower is huge, man. It holds no water. It's black.
No water.
Why?
I
black tower, but no one does dive in Subgenii or Fresno.
They shall dive and they shall run.
Subgenius is in Fresno. What are they talking about?
Wait a minute. Now, you can go where you want. You can be
who you want,
who
if
you
are,
do
can't
what
you be a, is. Be a tree. If you can't be a bee,
but you
bee,
can't do it unless
fruit.
We identify what station we've been talking on.
That would be
KPFA. It depends on which town
94.1
you're in,
94.1
right?
FM
yeah,
on
exactly.
Radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, and on the internet at KPFA.org.
94.1, yeah, 89.3.
In Fresno, we don't, people don't listen in Chico.
88.1, 90.1, KZFR.
The fungus shrouded valley of Fresno.
Nobody ever listens in Chico. Why don't they call us from Chico? We never get a Chico call.
Well, we don't go
we
to
used,
Chino.
You know, the old
we
days of the show,
Chico,
we got calls from there all the time.
Really?
A little neepy caller.
What
and,
happened
yeah.
to the people in Chico?
They grew up, all right?
Yeah.
They're
true.
Gone.
They're
gone.
Get over there! I can't get over it! The loss of my Chico people!
Now you've done it! That tore it! Oh, that fixed it!
Come
nice
back
work!
To me, Chico!
Nice work! That spoiled it! Oh, you really. You did it this time! You bit the green weenie! You screwed the pooch! You blew it! You tore it!
I screwed the pooch!
You.
I screwed the pooch!
You wrecked it! You knocked it out! You busted it down! That did it.
Oh,
he didn't mind.
Bob.
He didn't really mind Bob. That much.
Eat it,
Bob.
Joe.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob. Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob.
He gave
Bob.
Up fighting real quick.
Bob. 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 Bob.
I figured that was his signal
Bob.
Of compliance.
Bob. 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 Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Hobo Bob, Bob, Bob.
Turbo
Bob.
Turbo Bob.
Oh,
turbo
I don't sense. Know. I don't want to
like
spend
Red
the
Bull
extra
Bob
money to have my Turbo
Bob,
Bob taxes done this year.
Red and Blue Bob.
Red
yeah,
and
the entire, you know, the
right
on your W-247 form, you can check a little box whether you want Bob
$1
to...
Go to Bob.
Yeah, and I never have before, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I,
no,
other
I,
people should, but I don't
even
know.
It's a real saucy show. You noticed
you
it? It's got a lot of sauce
you
on
know
it.
Better
I'd
what to do with that
show
dollar
for
than
old
Bob.
Salts. Like
a peppery show
yes,
for
I,
old salts.
Yes, I'm going to do with that dollar as that dollar
what
would
kind
do
of
underneath.
Sauce? You know, these days...
And Bob knows that.
You can get your sauce
you
in
know
several
better.
Forms.
Bob knows
that. But he'd really rather you send the dollar.
You gotta say what kind of flavor of sauce you want when you go in the door.
He knows that he's dumber than you are.
There's a mountain.
He
just
knows that.
He
just doesn't care.
He doesn't care how dumb you are or how much dumber
he
is. You know better. You could be dumber than him, and he wouldn't care.
Yes.
If he's dumber than you're dumber than him.
Not about intelligence, folks.
Like a,
yeah, exactly.
A,
it's about luck. About surfing the luck plane. Gaming the system.
Daming.
Damn it.
Gaming.
Why isn't this thing working for me? Why can't I surf the luck plane like...
Move the toggle back and forth.
If you call
oh,
right
wow.
now at 848-4425, you can be a bona fide member of the show for like
the moment
seconds.
You said that, the caller hung up.
Yeah, you can't use language
they
like that.
They think talking from Bizarro Bob.
We got the bona fides.
Oh, there you go again. I'm telling you, that's just
did you
not
get
really
the bona fides again?
got the bona fide down in my bones.
The Latin bona fides, meaning in good faith.
What? Faith? You don't
fide,
think about
that's
your
the
religion?
Same place fidelity comes from, isn't it?
Actually, fides, although it means faith, literally means belief.
Isn't that wasn't that Latin from a Greek derivative?
You
it's
got
the part
me.
Where the Anne Francis multiplies into three or four women, three girls and a tiger.
Oh boy, aren't they cute?
I like that just because it shows that beautiful saucer landing at the beginning, and then the quick view of the world, the future land, and then you go right to somebody's work on beautiful Anne Francis, and then giant lips and tongues happen, and it kind of makes you
yeah, that ruins the whole thing.
The
but
off.
But
what was the deal with those lips and tongues?
That was somebody's kill them knee show, and it. I'm afraid it just didn't work.
It destroyed
you know,
the enchanted
I'm doing my
mood
own knee
of
show, and I
planet.
Get to that point where I've lost the edge, and I can't bring me to the full meanness of my me. I don't know what to do about that except to go back and consult the real me.
Okay.
Well, did you take a video record? Since it's changing all the time,
sure,
you have
I'm
to
always changing
stabilize
it
in time.
Make
a full three-dimensional recording and insert it in the data bank.
Yeah.
No other possibility.
And so then what
Michael
happened?
Pepe.
Then we archive it.
That's what happens.
Under Gooseberry Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
In a stone vault.
We do all these prayers and rituals and
stand
he pops
the ravages
up out
of time.
Stone and salt, right?
Millions of years can
salt.
Pass in this
stone
stable
so
salt
like
formation.
Salt is
like
so
a golem.
It's made out of
and
stone.
Finally come to light in a geologically
a
different future age.
Him, they do the rituals and up he pops.
Then the ritual.
There you have it.
The
table salt.
Religion of what? Philo will rise out of the past.
No, I thought they were.
To oppress
I thought
the earth
amino
once
acids.
More.
The lead singer
a new
for the amino
generation
acids, Michael
of
Pepe.
Quivering devotees.
You know, Michael Pepe didn't go to the amino acid show.
He didn't.
Worshipping the greatness of the mighty man.
Should have been there.
He should have been at Point Arena, but
no. Should have
been
there.
Should have been
at
Point Arena, but no.
In the long ago
days. Should have been at the Subgenius Film Festival we had last weekend.
And virility of the human race.
But no.
But
hey, we're going to have a Subgenius Film Festival very shortly here.
The
sky is darkened.
In a moment.
I think maybe we're
going to
have
it
in 5 moments.
Itself slowed.
Maybe
the moon escaped the orbit of the Earth.
You go to
the
how about this Saturday night?
While the sun appeared. A huge red disc.
What if we just did it this Saturday night? A little bitty Subgenius Film Festival.
On this
two
planet,
Subgeniuses in
the last final continent
in the backyard.
Of Zofete, reared above the dark ocean.
Man, it's cold out here. I forget how cold it is.
It's a show about
1824.9.
It's a show about history. It's about
superstition
rewriting history to be
rare.
What we want it to be.
Dogs
magic
barking in the church
demonic
bells.
Soon
the
history is for the winners.
With pitchforks and
did you hear that?
The terrors
history
of the
is trying to get us off the show.
You're fooling yourself.
We
hate
the show.
Yeah,
I know.
The most ancient cities in the last
this other thing and Al's over there talking about whatever.
Crumbled into dust.
And the monster's going to show up, and we're going to be completely screwed.
But hidden beneath the ruins of the city, in a ghastly sarcophagus, the sepulture
that's the,
code
system.
The
Turbo
mummy
Bob.
If Medusa gets
the
set off
said,
the
Turbo
trigger,
Bob?
The world is in big trouble.
Turbo Bob pays his taxes.
There's no off button on the Medusa system.
I could tell you the name of this particular sorcerer, but it would not be good luck to utter it and articulate it.
A mutant.
Much less to magnify it by the artificial device of radio.
He's got
really?
Those
let
pursed
us simply
lips
call
that signify
this
smirkiness.
Long
you
dead
Hellboy or Iron Man in your cast?
He can't change the way his lips are. He's just that
he
way.
He has
I
no
know
lips.
Like
only fleshless gums
on
are revealed.
The show's
the
on every channel.
Jagged
it's a map. It's
a, it, of
it,
a mummy.
It reveals a map if you put all the
highly
channels together
ornamented
in the same
and
way. It looks one eye.
Grumbling ceremony.
Blinking the other eye at a fast rate. Reveals the strobe light and secret code.
Buried with the orb and scepter of his
there,
underneath
the
kingdom.
The eye of the pyramid.
This item will start at $30,000 and bids are expected to rise
injector
for the mummy of the lost sorcerer Sortrum. Bid will
and
now
there,
open
the
at
nose
$30,000.
Completely encrusted.
Do I hear
with the resin?
Come, ladies and gentlemen. This is a singularly ghastly mummy with a hideous appearance and of undoubted archaeological significance. We're
today's
only asking $30,000.
Include
your kit
yes, you, sir.
To
now. Have you ever pushed an outhouse?
Have you ever pushed Imhotep into the outhouse? No.
Ever pissed on an electric fence?
But we covered the Egyptian thing earlier.
I saw a guy piss
Ancient
on
Egypt.
Piss on a
yes, indeed.
Piss on a control a traffic control box once.
You mean when Reagan fired the air traffic controller?
And when he did it, it was like I was watching it arced a big arc up, and it landed right on the.
The
arc
thing
of which he empties his bladder. The external aperture from which the
hope that didn't cause too many plane crashes.
Jesus, stripper.
And there it entered the rest of his body, and his twig and berries was horribly
well, now why are we going to hash all that over again?
He couldn't tell anybody?
He couldn't tell anybody. He had to couldn't walk around for days. And
yeah, that's
like,
true. I couldn't.
Yes, well, he got shocked. He was very shocked.
Be a little bit discreet.
He was shocked
about
to find that if you pee on a traffic control box, it's got 5,000 watts of volts.
TV power.
500,000
volts
of power.
Could give you some jolts, I got to tell you.
That it would arc back and knock you over 10 feet into a bunch of bushes.
A pile of popcorn.
And he's laying on his back with his male member.
Smoking.
Laying out
hand.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Smoking, baby.
Literally
smoking.
It's
he's knocked out. And there he is laying on the ground.
Barbecue cocktail.
The smoking member.
Hot dog.
I'm a smoking bear.
All right, folks. Now, break it up. Nothing more to see. Move along.
Everybody, move along. Move along. Move away from the coffee.
I'm afraid you can't mention Smokey the Bear on the radio. I thought you understood that.
Yeah, I think Oswald didn't do that. That's a CIA.
Coffee is for closers.
Smokey wasn't responsible for that assassination.
Get away from the coffee.
Yeah, put the coffee down. Back away.
Put the coffee away.
Put the
he
coffee
was a
away?
Bear
back
cub
down.
Found in a forest
okay.
fire.
Okay,
his
okay,
mammy
okay.
told him, Smokey, when danger threatens, climb
pick
a tree.
Up your shovel.
And that was all old Smokey
out there and start
knew
digging.
How to do. But after that thar forest fire.
You should have been digging for the last 2 hours.
Ranger
what do you got to show for
George
yourself?
Of the U.S.
There
forest
ought to be a big pile of dirt out there somewhere, buddy.
All there is Fresno.
No dirt?
How
no,
the
I'm
legend
not,
of Smokey
I need
the Bear
to see
began.
Some dirt.
And even today,
and
he's out there
up,
in the forest, always sniffing up
lawn.
The breeze.
I want you to put it on a.
And now he's calling in
minute,
because he spotted a forest fire.
I'm trying to pick up the phone, but it won't answer.
With his ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing up the breeze.
People
stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware.
Because
everybody knows that he is the
back in those days, they used to have to put 220 volts through the phone line just to ring those big old bells. They were like,
Smokey.
Had a big condenser in there.
I think I felt excited from my first moments of
taking
a phone apart.
You can find a forest fire, a forest
starts
to flame.
The
that's why they call it Smokey,
and
that's
and
how we got
to
smoke.
Behind the driver. So when people got on the bus and went, here, I could go,
if you've ever seen a forest when the fire is running wild, then you love the things within it like a mother loves her child. You can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree because they're good for kids.
But just
and
to my
beautiful
friends.
To see. Smokey the Bear, prowling around and sniffing the air.
It's just so
you
sad the way it goes on.
Forest fire, before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, and that's how he got his name. And now, if you've been paying attention to current events, just a few days ago, they found another bear cub with singed paws that had climbed up a tree.
Yeah, and his name is
Smokey too. The
Smokey
revenge.
And the Bandit too.
Smokey's revenge.
He's got a little mustache. And a
Smokey and the
hat.
Bandit.
Oh,
too.
He's
remember
the cutest thing you ever did see. No, you're talking about a Burt Reynolds movie. As usual, that has nothing to do with the subject at hand. Get this through your head. That has nothing to do with the subject at hand. We were talking about dungaree wearing bears with ranger hats on.
Sally Field. Had a cool car and
he took my beers
and went to Bally High and won World War II.
Hey,
I
went to Bally High too. We all went to Bally High.
And we're all watching that show right out of our hair.
Bally High School.
It's not a Jetta.
No, she was in
Jetta.
Jenna. She's in the Dewey Cox story. Jenna, what's her name? Is the love interest.
Elfman.
Belly high. They tell you when you learn to swim, keep your belly high, dear. When you swim in the gym.
I think we went to different ends of the island, man. We choppered in and just laid waste everybody.
That's where old Bloody Mary runs her Ukabalaponga souvenir shack. On that end of the island. Oh, so you've been there. You know what I speak of. But it's a great place to visit. Take the kids. Yes, it is covered with gradu.
Well, what they're laughing at is...
In their native ways.
A new age cult leader becoming...
with a pipe, yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Maladraman.
Well, sir, I dare say that
back to the war your view of things it's okay
might
now.
Have some adherence. After
I'll
all,
have
I
the sugar-covered like hog, to agree hard-boiled to eggs.
Disagree. Chocolate...
We
nougat.
Meet with law enforcement immediately after the show every week.
Every week, and more of them each week. Have you noticed that?
Because they really like this.
Delicious
the
caramel.
They love to watch CNN on that big screen
surrounded
TV
with
and eat donuts.
Creamy nougat.
It's like some horrible joke come to life.
Milk
it
chocolate.
Is. It's like.
Thick
how do you
creamy.
Get, how do you get the
almonds.
Cops to come? If you have an emergency, you know how you get the cops to come to your house?
I do.
Lecithin.
Cook a bunch of donuts up.
No, there's a better way.
Ferric ammonium sulfate.
Many, many years ago when K-Rob owned Cafe This, we found out that the way
vanillin,
to get all the duty officers
US
in the
food
entire
color,
town
number
to come
12.
To your house is to say there's a new
sodium
girl.
Sodium stearate.
Yeah, there's a new
but
girl
did you
anyway.
Try donuts?
No, because they showed up so fast on the new girl call. That Rob was like this.
Because they never saw a nude girl before, right?
Maybe they've seen it before,
flavor
but they
extract.
Would like to see it now, any old time.
And so they want to see a nude
they
girl.
They want to see it now, and the nude girl wasn't
it's like
there.
Like that
was
planet
a,
of men
that
only has were. One guy who ever saw the breasts of a woman.
Who was that?
The boy who saw that once saw breasts of a woman.
No, he'd be a great
he was the most famous guy on
dinner.
The planet. And when he died, the whole planet was sorely upset and had to have, like... Actually, he didn't die. I think he left the planet. But the one boy who'd seen
he
the
orbits
breast
it
of a
eternally.
Woman was the most famous person on the planet.
My friend Christina of Tennessee was really good at going into obscure little movie stores in Tennessee and talking them into selling her the bad Chinese... dollar movies, you know, and so she saved those. I don't know what she did with them. She had thrown them away or something.
Mm-hmm.
She had some of the most amazing. There's a woman island, and guys get shipwrecked, and they show up, and they're castrated, and the women island has a big
wild women of
reclining
Wongo?
Woman with a cannon in each nipple. So when guys come, and they always seem to always go to that
she
one beach,
them.
She shoots them. And then the ones that make it to the beach, they have this elaborate basket that opens up with 10 or 15 special castration knives, and it's all about how these guys talk me into doing the right thing.
So they're like Chinese torture movies, sort of, huh? That
but this
men,
happened
women,
to our
men,
GIs
men,
in the Pacific
relationship movies
WW2.
Were hilarious. Some of them.
Yeah.
But also, she was finding
the GIs
she was finding Val Luton movies. That was my favorite. That was so cool.
Was
dog faces
were
hitting the
win?
Beach and finding
was what?
Monsters.
GIs ever win?
Yeah, at the end, there's some guys that...
they plant the flag on Mount Suribachi.
And they make a deep impression, shall we say, on some of the Chinese women, and things work out okay. It's all Chinese guys.
Yes, and then we have a big
Taiwanese movies
title come up on the screen saying we just need thousands more guns, planes, bombs, tanks, and more tanks. Tanks to beat the Axis. Tanks to crush the Japanese.
Tanks, but no tanks. That's what I say.
Hey, what are you, a slacker?
Really?
Don't you
know
slackers? You want Hitler to win? Is that your story?
I
want to
know
no, want
the roots of the conspiracy. How far back does it go? What's the ancient control?
Well, you know, they saved Hitler's brain.
What is the obsequium?
And
what's
saved
so
Hitler's
important
mustache.
About being upside down?
The water tank in Fresno.
Right.
And die.
And what about the
and
lawn
what's that
products?
Other Hitler?
No Gatling gun, no grenades.
no landmines here.
The other Hitler movie?
Yeah, they saved Hitler's brain. And what about what's the other Hitler movie?
I have one where they kidnap him.
Well, wanted Hitler dead or alive.
Hitler dead or alive. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That one's a real treat because apparently you could just parachute in, get captured, and go to Belsen, and it was sort of like an officer's club, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can watch any number of Hitler skits.
Hitler would be there.
Well, no, and then
and
they
it was like pure
they,
slack
I think
juice.
They grab Hitler's band,
Hitler's
and
Hitler.
They go in as Hitler's band,
uh-huh.
and then hold him at gunpoint.
When Hitler, because Hitler played saxophone, didn't he?
Well,
did he play saxophone in his band?
No, he was just hanging around the party, and they.
But Hitler's what did Hitler play in his band? What instrument?
He didn't play music, man. He played. He just ate sugar.
Yeah, it was the
violin.
Regimental band.
Conducted a war.
He moved.
Yeah,
he manipulated
thing.
His he swagger stick.
Now, in other news, the controversy has arisen on why UFOs waste dollars.
Because they're inefficient.
They
need to be rebuilt with internal combustion engines.
Yes, we have internal combustion UFOs that are causing pollution.
They're leaving gas trails.
They're leaving their gas
trails.
And chemtrails all
over the sky. And then they get into our entrails.
And they waste so much power.
Talk about pollution. They're polluted.
Their power is so immense. They use like 50,000 volts of power, super volts, to go like 1 inch per hour.
Before
that's
the awakening
how poorly day. Designed they are.
Now is the turn of
what's
the mind.
What's
going to
be done about this UFO controversy? Where
let radio
UFOs,
play.
You can't trust them nowadays. They might just fall out of the sky and just be sky junk in the shortest amount of time.
Sky junk. Did you see WALL-E? That movie about a robot, entirely computer-generated movie about a robot. Well, you should see it because when WALL-E leaves the Earth, it's surrounded by a huge mass of sky junk, which you get pelted by if you try to get up through the gravity well. And WALL-E gets it right in the face.
Of that alien I saw.
That was no alien. That was my... wait a moment. That was an alien.
She said, this planet has the nicest graveyards.
I like it when the aliens are big gooey things, and they land like a big splash.
There's so many
dead people,
and they're so happy.
Like an alien in Aliens, you know, when he bleeds, and it's like paint on styrofoam. Oops, did I give away a movie secret?
Don't get any on you.
Yeah, okay.
Paint
exactly.
on styrofoam.
That's how, if you look at, if you ever watch Alien, the first one, it's one of my favorite things. You have styrofoam painted all up, that's the steel. And you can take paint, any kind of, you know, oil-based paint,
and it would
drip it on his... Add sound effects, and you've got like cool acid through metal look thing.
An acid trip.
I guess we reduced caller angst to the
no.
To
listen,
zero
the callers, their patience is not inexhaustible, and they.
When they're like this, their heads are now leaning on the handset, and there's slobber running down there.
And yet, we never did hear from Michael Pepe, who
he's on the lost train ride.
Retrograde motion of the helium atom.
He's cooking speed in a foil basket on a lost train ride to hell.
He's taking names and, he's making a list and checking it twice.
He's got the finest lawn products money can buy with him.
Now, if he went to Burning Man,
and he makes
Man,
the finest
be,
pecorin pie in all of Lompoc. Well, he does go to Burning Man every year.
Does he?
That's because they give him free tickets.
And when he came into camp,
hey,
the chicken
doing?
Freaked out. He
Hi, Michael, how you
We're
doing?
We're doing great, man. What's happening?
I already gave earlier.
You see,
twice,
he wears
so
these lederhosen.
I can't pledge any more money.
Extremely short
for
shorts.
But let me tell you this. I kind of like the program a lot.
Kind of?
Well, we're attempting to
sure
formulate
right
a program.
For sure you like the program a lot.
Particularly designed with listeners like
no
you
doubt.
And mine.
Yeah.
We appreciate your feedback and hope to hear more from you. We continue to deliver the type of broadcasting all our experience shows you, the listener, insist on and demand.
What did he say?
Are you on the air? Are you going out over live?
No, he's not.
The guy's going wacky.
He's not going out over the air, but I just wonder what he said.
Is he going out over the air?
No,
are we letting him laugh on the air that way?
No, nobody can hear him.
Come on, man, pull yourself together.
I'll talk to you soon.
Can you not contain yourself,
soon.
You disgusting fellow?
Sooner than you may think.
What? Donate
okay.
5
it's
bucks.
Right.
Oh, I thought
sure,
I
we'll take 5 bucks.
I would, but I
when you mail your when
oh,
you send
just
it
kidding.
Oh, wait,
send it to
we're
me.
Taking a do we have any pledge?
Wax beauty instantly as you dust.
I don't see any pledge cards. I think the pledge drive is over.
Pledge your break now.
But you just call the daytime phone number and say, I'm only listening to KPFA because of puzzling evidence, and I'm sending him a $5.
If it wasn't for that guy, I'd never have heard of this rinky-dink radio station.
I know, thank you.
That is hilarious.
You don't get a rebate. Now, why don't you pay attention to ordinary...
Are you whacking off again?
She listens to the show.
On and off.
Whacking the show off.
Yeah.
How wacky can you get?
Whoa, there we go. I feel better now.
I feel a lot better. Yeah. And, indulging in the luxury.
I'll go back to reading my gun book.
Yeah, I can go back to relaxing now.
Makes America.
This is great. I'll have one of those sugar-covered hard-boiled eggs.
In this world, this Earth does have the nicest graveyards of any planet I've seen lately.
Really? That's always good to know. Although, you know what? Lies just told me they're completely cleaning up Pierre Lachaise in Paris.
They did already. They steam blasted it.
Wow.
They took all the graffiti off.
Well, I just came back.
And also just apparently, like, it was an overgrown, wonderful, gothic center of the world.
Tis an unweeded garden. Like the mind of Michael Pepe.
Apparently just like big super cleanup, civic cleanup.
Did they bring their special scoop to
Mookie Poopas?
Rack up the extra humanity.
And here he goes to Burning Man. Only this year, Michael Pepe is going to light him early. See, that's going to be the fun of it. There's going to be like 150 rangers around the man at all times.
Around
the
Michael
guarding
Pepe,
the sticks.
Now, was last year when the man got burned early?
Yeah.
And it'll be another two Burning Mans before that person is free from the pretty horrible state prison up there.
I think what they ought to do now is have like a man for every night. Every night,
or just John Hill wants to make like helicopter in a completed man.
Yeah, bring in another one and burn it at the wrong time.
I want to do that, but just put him way at the other end of the playa, so you have a whole bunch of people leaving and go into that Burning Man.
But
and all kinds of weird stuff. That'd be hilarious.
I'd like to have like a total Burning Man that was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And not be at Burning Man, just be at home.
Call it Burning Man.
Operate it from remote control.
Call it Burning Man. Call it like Hot Man.
Burning or slightly warm.
Fire Man. Call it Fire Man.
Lukewarm.
Well, I think to complete the joke, you have to call it Burning Man. Then you'd be sued by the mobile lawyers of Larry.
Lawyers of Larry are really sharp. They
you
don't
do like
bowel movement.
You could do like what's his name did with me, where he said puzzling evidence and he dropped the G. So.
Stop
really puzzling.
G's for Jesus.
That's what they call moop. You know,
moop. Yes, I know. Yes. No moop in the poop.
Yeah, that's what we would do. We would call it burning man.
Burning man. You know, it's not the same.
If you're unfortunate
burning thing. Let's call it burning thing.
Lectured by Robbie Dobbs about no moop in the poop.
Oh, yes.
Don't poop in the poop with the poop
on
the poop.
She crashed into the camp last year, and she started up her usual crap. In fact, we were doing radio. K-Rob and I were doing Burning Man radio, and Robbie Dobbs burst in.
Good Lord.
She was in her element because somebody had dropped something into the porta potty.
She had to reach in there with her face and pick
guy
that out with her lips.
She
had to reach into the toilet with her face.
She
picked the
crap
out with her lips.
She was just touring the entire camp, all the camps, doing her speech.
Yeah, she always does that. It's her one day of
power. Well, I know, and there's Ranger Dan.
In the most
too.
Condescending manner to people who are there.
I just remember her for her silent hula.
Oh, yes, her special dance for Stan.
Were you there
for
that
Stan.
Night, Hal?
I've seen the footage, and it's amazing.
It just went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I fell asleep a couple times.
Motion,
woke up a couple times.
Grateful
it was still
Dead.
That was before I fell asleep that one time, and I woke up with like Stang and people beating on my face.
Wow!
And, you're gonna watch this whole thing like we are, and it was still going on.
Damn!
Oh, they
can't sleep through it. Damn it! You're gonna watch it all just like we are.
Well, I saw some tortuous footage that puzzling evidence.
Just knock me out, please. Kill me, please. Now, kill me now.
It didn't seem that bad. It wasn't that bad. You forget I've just come from X Day. I've seen things just as. I've
seen more enthusiastic.
Freeze your young eyes. Make them start from their spheres.
I went to X-Day and popped my eyeballs out.
Particular hair to stand on end like quills upon the fretful porpentine.
I had to get Dr. Hal to wedge him back in there with, you know, with a...
I did a lot of that this year. A lot of that wedging I did. But it was all to little effect. Still, the phenomenon of X-Day endures.
And this was back at Bally High with a school Jedi and Burt Reynolds cheese balls.
Was it really? It's so those hard cheese balls. To remember. I was concentrating on other things in those days. Not
I was trying to draw a picture of the show's connective tissue tonight.
Shines on the ivory stages.
Okay, well, just,
I was trying to show how the show connects to itself.
Yes, I see, for example, pure slack juice moves both to the left to pee upside down and to the right to why UFOs waste money. And the Turbo Bob taxes, yes. Also, the lost train ride and the reducing crawler angst.
Yeah, all those things fit together on the show in a special way. It causes the show to bring to you a special edition of
The Show.
The Show.
The Motion Picture.
The Show.
A
the
cast
movie.
Of thousands.
The Show. The
6 years
show,
in the
radio show.
How can you do that when the show doesn't even know when it's on?
With
well,
a galaxy of 17 stars.
We're going to review a call
each
to
one more
the
famous
show.
Than the last.
Several people have called about the show's ingratitude over the
ingratitude,
huge donation. That
more strong than traitor's arms.
We're going to duck down. You can fly your helicopters over. You can threaten us with those signs.
We
don't
care.
Yeah,
great ideas about how to upholster the milk crate. Yeah.
You know, really?
Unholster
your weapon. I'm looking forward to is buying one of those reel tables. Those giant cable reels, you know, the wooden ones.
Yeah, the gurney.
You eat spaghetti off it every night, and then you know you...
Bob Gurney.
Yeah. Bertolas. Remember Bertolas?
Are they going to have... you mean Bertolas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is that one who has, like, no legs. And he uses a skateboard.
No legs.
Really?
There's the Bertolas and Martinez, you know.
The same spaghetti... here I go. I'm going to get weepy just thinking about spaghetti and... overboiled broccoli.
Overboiled.
Yeah, I haven't gone to those in years.
And they have, and they've got like pot roast, Italian pot roast.
Oh, this
just
sounds good. I'd like to go there.
Really good.
No, this is better than.
And they put chard with everything. You get a big pile of chard with everything.
It's not good to overcook it. It shouldn't be charred.
Yeah, it shouldn't be dead.
It was a cat claw.
No, the Bertolas I'm thinking of was like a spaghetti house for students.
But you don't want to whip
this spaghetti.
Yeah, these
is
guys
it
didn't have
can
good,
we go there
good
now?
Cuts of meat. Everything was really cheap. No, they're gone now. That was years ago.
Well, there's one in Martinez, and they serve things family style. So you come, they
family
just
style.
Bowl of stuff.
Yeah. Without the head.
Come one,
without
come
the heads.
No, that
thing
with no
mucus poopé.
The guy that did Star Wars?
He's on the air
Michael,
right now.
Michael Poopa. That's Michael Poopy.
Michael Pupate.
That's silly.
I'm not picking up any more freaks in the
mucus pupa.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Is it true that someone...
Oh, I've just had my fill of them.
Did you ever pick up mucus pupae? He's on.
I'm trying to
you.
Hear what he's trying to say.
Yeah,
he's asking us
just
a question.
Pick them up and take them out to Point Arena and then drop them off. And tell
Point
them
Arena?
They're still in the
tenderloin. Oh, yes, Point Arena.
So it's your fault he didn't make it to Point Arena, right?
Yeah. It's actually all of our faults, but I'm trying to blame it on him.
Well, Michael Pepe, are you going to go to the big Burning Man Fandango
that
Just Incredible is DJing for on Saturday that's
Taxi Bob
free to all friends of
mucus
pupae?
It's you.
At Burning Man headquarters.
Taxi Bob was supposed to bring you, Medical Pepe.
Medical Pepe.
Third in
Medical Pepe.
It's all going to
happen. Was Michael Pepe just standing there at the corner by himself when we all drove off to have fun? Yeah.
Taxi Bob just drove right by him.
Yeah.
Well, because he never has any money.
Right.
He never has a dime in his pocket.
Well, that's true. That is true. I can understand that.
Pack back.
I mean, I'm all about slack, but really.
But really, you got to pay for the gas these days, man.
Well,
there's got to be
Pepe has
did you know gas is over $4 a gallon now? Michael Pepe.
Pepe is perky. But
you know, bet. If Pepe had the gas money, he would have had gas money.
Apparently, he had a suitcase full of money,
that's mine.
He does carry
a suitcase full of money. Is mine.
Hey, Taxi Bob, the next time you see Michael Pepe and you see him with that suitcase, he's got money in that suitcase.
Yeah, that actually is my property. That giant suitcase full of money.
Everywhere with him.
He stole that suitcase from Dr. Hal.
Yeah.
I'd like it back. No questions asked.
It's really Dr. Hal's money.
Yeah, I really need that suitcase full of
money.
It's
from the New York show.
It's not all mine, and we have to get it back.
It's the money from the L.A. show and the New York show.
You know, I think it's the money from the New Orleans show.
Neatly wrapped in
it's the money from Phenomicon and $50. Dragon Con. It's the money from the Night of Slack.
Comes from the Night of Slack. Night, from Hellboy.
Broken legs. That kind of thing.
You know, somebody took the transponder out, so we can't actually locate this.
But I saw Michael Pepe walking down the street with those red ink stains.
He had
opened up the suitcase.
He had that suitcase.
Yeah, and he opened up the suitcase, and the money came flying out.
Bobhead blows.
Whoa. Blue right at that point never has it. He's flying right
the
out.
Money comes flying out, but it's covered
in
with
the
red
middle
ink
of Hurricane Bertha.
Can be tracked
it's
by
really
satellite.
Neat to watch.
Oh,
yeah,
from
the
latest
just
bank
funnels
robbery.
Up into the sky.
Right.
It's gorgeous.
Now, it goes right now the they just saucer. Go to the satellite. They look for the stolen money on the satellite now.
Yeah, you can just sit at home, do it on the web. You can
that's
track
a lot
it.
Of it here.
You could just go it's Google stolen money on Google now. Yeah.
Stolen,
and all
a little Michael
icon
Pepe
will come
plus
up
stolen
money. Stolen
money
is.
And they'll find it for you.
Google is great like that. They're so advanced.
Yes, it's
they'll find the amount that he stole.
Like right now, I'm Googling Taxi Bob. I'm Googling Taxi Bob, and I'm hitting a map.
Wow, yeah.
And I see him driving around town.
What about Turbo
Taxi? He's wasting gas.
Turbo Wedge.
Yeah, wasting our
Turbo
gas.
Wedgie. You're having a turbo wedgie?
Gas that could go to me driving up to the car right now. So I could go up to 98 degree.
Turbo wedgie, you actually have to have a rocket powered vaulting mechanism to drive the wedgie really, really strongly forward into a negative induction angle, which will cause less chafing.
That's just.
Well, that takes a load off my mind.
That takes a load off my thing.
Whoa.
Now, did someone's car...
Are you still driving around?
Or would you have your
car?
Well,
I am. I just dropped a little rub and tug professional off at home.
And do you have the show blasting away?
A rub and tug?
Well, can you hear yourself?
A rub and tug professional?
I never listen to the show. It's not a good idea.
That's a rub and tug professional.
Be myself.
That would be like an echo of yourself. Like hours.
Yeah.
So is that like a person that works in a massage parlor or something?
It'd be like a
steaming cream
deco.
Massage parlor girl.
It would be
a massage parlor professional type girl
eating a waste.
Oh, okay.
She was looking for her friends in the Tenderloin. So.
Oh, that's my.
I would think the Tenderloin at this hour would be pretty interesting.
A girl looking.
They weren't lounging around like where they usually lounge. So she was very.
High Nellis.
Must be the earthquake.
Well, that's a bummer.
And then I think she overpaid me a little.
Really?
Now that's
no bummer. I don't
complain
about those kind of things.
Did she give you a special? Did she give you a special reduced rate on a?
No, we're just friends.
Oh,
we never have that special relationship.
Oh, that's good.
No
you
time
don't want
to.
You don't want to sully that.
Don't make me run you down.
I want a cab driver.
Michael Pepe would do that. He would try to negotiate some kind of deal.
Yeah,
he would.
Because he's like that.
Oh. You mean with the girl?
With the girl. To pay.
He'd scotch the deal.
Try to,
of course, Taxi Bob gets a tip, and you would just, blow the whole deal and just get smacked in the face.
Yeah.
She'd be beaten up.
Try to put my head.
She'd just beat the crap out of you, Michael.
She'd crush my head between her thighs. Yeah.
Well, she played out a rhythm on your head with a drumstick.
Yeah, just with her thighs, yeah.
She could play a really good role with one drumstick on
your head. It
would
sound like a bongo.
Yeah. Exactly.
It would. And, when the brain starts to rattle around on the inside and you get that reverse echo.
That's right.
Mind at the end of its tether.
Like a maraca, that's right. Like a maraca with one bean inside.
Maracan roll.
One lonely bean.
One lonely bean. You got to really get it going before you make any noise with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you get those.
But if you get it going just right, man!
You got to get that kinetic energy.
Dang!
That's what I like.
Good, brother.
You can say something.
That's what a cab driver should be like. You know, now you don't
So, Michael, do you want to come to the Subgenius Film Festival?
Well, I'd like to, but I probably won't.
Taxi Bob?
I would go.
You would?
I want to go.
If I were allowed.
Yeah, you could be allowed.
You should be in there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, we're going to have some Genius Film. Do you think we should have one up at Mount Diablo like we did last
year?
Yeah, that's a Genius Film Festival room. And around a full moon,
so you can go up to the.
Yeah. And watch the Unholy.
Yeah.
That would be really a neat place to be on around the full moon.
Can we stay up till dawn?
We can stay up till dawn. We'll stay there for 2 days.
Carousing until cockcrow.
Because I can't. It's just too hard to do it for 1 day.
You know. Have a full on 2 day.
But
and
who will?
I did find a cat claw in my burrito, though.
Oh, my God. That's too forward. You need not encourage that behavior.
But it was
so we make it.
Cats are tasty.
Well, we can't.
What about
last year? We did it as an anti-Burning Man gesture.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, we want to go beyond that now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought the burning of the man early was pretty anti-Burning Man.
No, not unless we have film of.
No, it was an alternative for people who were like Burning Man don't want to go, but they want to have something to do while everybody else is.
What if we had like a secreted pump with a lot of water there? We could put the man out.
Pump.
Burn completely.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be amusing.
I think we should just all concentrate our energy and hope a lot. We could hope it out.
Welcome
and stay alive.
It's the hope.
Got a water truck there?
We can just hope it to go out.
Yeah, we could hope it out.
If we hope it hard enough, we can put it out with our mind energy.
Some of those,
it's all a question of concentrating our kundalini. What?
I don't know. We could,
and then all those people that, of course, Dr. Howe couldn't make it then. He likes to go.
I'm never able to if you're going to schedule it at the same time I'm out there.
Don't schedule it at Burning Man time. No.
Don't.
He always does.
Uh-oh, what? No, I'm confused.
You tell him June
okay,
and
we
don't
can have it in August, but it might be where, you know, you got to bring, like, ice for your night. It could be hot.
Chicken ruined my cooler.
Actually, it won't be hot.
The last I saw it, it was in the Black Rock Desert.
You mutilated your what?
Chicken ruined my cooler, I said. I no longer have a cooler.
Black-hearted chicken. Oh, wait. You guys are cutting out now.
Cutting out what?
No, it's you that's cutting out.
A face on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, we're cutting out our cellular connections. Getting bad.
Making cutting remarks.
Oh, yeah, it's your fault.
We control exactly where the signal goes.
We control the
pixel. Keep your hands off that button.
I don't know if I wanted to go to your cat.
Oh, cut it out.
Oh.
Don't say that, Michael Pett, because whatever you say on the brewery, you're coming to.
George Burt, what's his name? You know, Jack Benny.
And then that means your signal right to your thing.
Okay, well, I will make the announcement very shortly as to when the Subgenius Film Festival will actually occur.
But don't
have a press conference.
Too hard on it. Yes. Don't work too hard on it at all, because that would be fighting against
anyone going to the Brainwash Film Festival this weekend?
You've got to guide the slack.
Slack.
You need the
Subgenius Film Festival will be worked on in a slack-filled way.
Yeah, a slack-filled situation.
Why would we care about their film festival when we've got
About
why would we care about theirs? Brainwash film festival.
That's a weird sound.
It's all about the movie.
I'm thinking about showing Amos and Andy TV shows beforehand. I have a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They're really funny. They're hilarious.
There were various versions of them. Vaudeville versions. And then the TV show is, of course, what most people remember.
That's what I've got copies of, the TV show.
And don't you have the guys playing harmonicas of all different sizes?
I've got the Johnny Pulio and the harmonica gang. You're talking about that one? Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a night of viewing under the stars.
Yep. Hey, what about...
As long as we can stay up till dawn.
Huh? What about what?
The show in the House on Haunted Hill at the Subgenius Film.
House on Haunted Hill.
You mean the original?
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah. I never saw that.
That's terrifying. It's frightening, isn't it? Or the Village of the Damned, or one of these classic.
Village of the Damned is amazing.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't have enough gore in it for me.
Okay.
No.
Well,
it's
gotta have more gore. All right.
I want to be hurling at the end of this movie.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we've all seen Evil Dead.
Let's see.
Evil Dead marching around Evil like Dead. They own the place.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of gore, but you're laughing so much that you don't hurl.
Yeah, that's true. You want to hurl. That's the fourth thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's a good hurl?
Hey, it's a new guy here.
Oh, that's hard to...
What's another new guy?
Baba movie.
Let's let him attack.
Have you ever seen Mario?
Eddie's going to be here, right? No?
Eddie?
And the cruisers.
Taxi Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Nothing
special
like
program.
They say Smiling Ed is dead.
Somehow I think I've lost the thread.
It says it like our show's not special.
That's
well, it's
a specialer program.
It's about as special as anything that ever came to
there
us.
I want to make a special announcement
it's
for
so
a special,
special
program that's coming up.
Follow it with
more
anything
special.
Normal. You know, they had to follow with something really, really special.
Nugget flavor.
Gone through special education.
Wait a minute, that's stupid music.
To be
watch out for the cat paw.
Yes.
No, that was the Wobblies, you mean? Why should KPFA of all stations would be loving to see some Wobblies?
Good at all.
Yeah.
The Wobblies?
Well, I'll have to...
But there will be what you expect.
There will be Wobblies.
Later.
The Wobblies, they will, like, agitate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not so much anymore, but let's, you know...
There. Can you tell what that is now?
Like three of them.
A tiny blob of glup.
I'm sticking to the union. What the heck happened to the unions?
She has only one eyebrow.
Now,
yes, the minimum wage,
I see. The unibrow effect.
Because of that, there's only 4 minutes.
The unibrow label.
It was shown earlier that this is the common
precursor
of the lycanthropic or werewolf transformatory state.
Must eat a pigeon.
The single brow.
Must eat a pigeon.
We were trying to organize the cab driver.
Let me see that thing in your under your hand there, man.
That'd be a good.
I want to keep that as a record.
There are other diagnostic things that show a possible werewolf.
Visit a graveyard near you, and remember those people who went there.
Phantoms let's see something
really and shrieking ghosts careen down corridors.
Well, yeah,
ectoplasmic madness. Like that.
Hal, what is the scariest movie of all time?
The scariest movie of all time. Well, you know, some are rather scary.
What I found the scariest was those Night Stalkers. Back
the
in
Night
the...
Stalker.
Oh, the Night Stalker.
With Darren McGavin.
They always freaked me out as a child.
The Night Stalker, the Night Strangler.
Yes.
How about the Body Snatcher, the last moments of the Body Snatcher?
You're listening to 94.1 KPFE in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFE in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org, 90.1 KZFR in Chico. Thank you.